for FDI.
KI4FCM. KI4FCM. Hey, morning, son. Did you have a lot of rain all night? What did they find on your roof? Did they say there's a hail damage?
Insurance adjuster out here shortly, but right now they haven't said anything.
Yesterday, I thought they were there yesterday.
Coming up here because we weren't available. So they'll come and take a look at it and hopefully tell us we need a new roof, I hope.
Hey, though, 2 inches of rain today and thunderstorms about 4. It'll be rocking and rolling here. Yeah, it rained all night long. What a soggy day. So no work today, is it? No way.
No, not today. I think it's pretty much washout. I think most of the day is calling for rain. So it's okay. We'll recoup and start tomorrow, I guess.
There we go. Yeah, we're back up to 80 after a day of this. And then Friday, some more of it. So, yeah, I'm tapping out of chicken and cheese Sunday, Monday. Yeah, I'm just eating the vegetables today. Just vegetables only. Came way back down. All right, so I love you and good to hear you. And didn't want to text you or anything, but I knew you weren't working in this weather, but hope Angela's first day back went really well.
She just went into work not that long ago, so yeah, it went pretty good. So she's getting back in the swing of things, so just pray for her. She needs a lot of prayer. She, struggles a little bit, just like all of us, but she's doing pretty good.
Yeah, I sure did. Now we'll continue. We'll love you, and go get the trash can, that's my job. We're in shorts, but maybe too cold for shorts. KD4FDI, W4FCM.
You heard, what's his face, won the race at Darlington. I think this was his first win, is that right?
Yeah, I watched it to the end. It was a good race, yeah. Forget how to pronounce his name, but yeah, it was good and exciting. And I love seeing the bandits fly over. You should have seen yesterday's news last night. Precision flying in Florida, like the Blue Angels, but it wasn't them. And the two jets touch wings. It's like 6 of them in formation, and bam, they touch wings, and they all broke formation, peeled off, and just took off and landed safely. But really weird to see that well-trained pilots just misjudge something, or I don't know what it would call it.
About stuff like that. I'd love to go to an air show, take the kids or something. I gotta see. I don't know if there's one around here or not, but I remember that one in Africa we went to. That was really neat.
And the biplanes over there would go under the power line spraying the pineapple fields. They were just incredible. See them go up under the power line, come around, spray. And we probably ate more pesticides over there in our 6 years than most people do in a lifetime. That's Africa, W4FCM.
Taste right. That pesticide make it extra juicy, right?
Along with the bugs and worms, but hey, none the worse for it. And if I do over, I'd do it again in a second. Loved every minute of it. But my name is Flaganisa, and your mother's is Pusisiwe. Bring together and precious.
Mine was, what was my nickname?
An African name, they probably would have stayed long enough. But that old man, 6 that morning, knocked on the door, came in, thrust that chicken to me, said, "You brought us together and taught us. Your name's got to be Bring Together." He looked at like yours is Pusisiwe. That was one pitiful bird, didn't have a bit of meat on it, but hey, it was a thought that counted. W4FCM.
The sea chicken that was always just not much on it, you know. I remember getting his legs at that Swazi KFC. It's pretty fair, you know, a couple bites and you're done with that chicken leg.
It's against Swazi in Africa. They asked me, said, is this from the UK? And it's the Swazi, they like the dark meat. They don't like the breast of a chicken. They want the legs and thighs, the dark meat. So it's interesting. I eat the white meat and they want the dark meat. So different culture, different taste, but it was fun.
Had a Swazi burger over there. It was pretty good. And they had the fish and chips and stuff. That was great. I love fish and chips. They don't have too much over here.
Vinegar poured all over it. It was excellent. Really good. Yeah. And my old Land Rover, all your kids in the back, great memories of it. That thing was a beast. I
don't like that anymore. That thing was a tank, man. I tell you, I love that Land Rover. Man, I wish you would have kept that thing. They've been amazing. Of course, to ship it over here to the States would have been probably outrageous.
They don't want all that and gas mileage, but it, over there, it would go up a mountain. It'd go right up a rock. It was one tough bird, I think, and four-wheel drive would go anywhere. W4FCM.
Amazing time, man, I tell you. It was fun stuff. So, well, I'm going to get things together here. I might see about going to the dock and Travis Rest. Got some stuff I need to take to the, they have a big landfill there off of 276 in Marietta. And sometimes I just go there. I collect so much junk and stuff and work and, you know, pots and pallets and stuff like that. But a lot of times I just go up there. They take anything. So I'll just throw it all out.
There we go. Yeah, Blackberry Hills, is that what it's called? W4FCM.
The transfer station's near me over here. It's off of 183. It's a Greenville County right over the Saluda. The one I'm talking about, they're pretty picky, though. They don't take much stuff. If you got a little bit, they'll take it. But if you got, like, a big trailer full, they probably won't take all that. So, and it's free, too. But I usually just pay to have it dumped. I go up there to the GFL up Marietta. They're on the right side when you pass the, what is it, right before the Ingles on the right-hand side.
W4FCM, thought you had to go.
All right, Dad. Have a great day, and stay dry out there. W4FCM, JD4FBI.